3. I woke to Charlotte beside me and someone else flinging back the curtains. Even with the sudden brightness, even knowing there was a stranger in my room, I couldn't make myself look. It felt like I'd gotten less than 5 minutes of sleep, maybe 5 minutes in the last 5 months, and my body was finally drawing the line. "Go away," I mumbled and rolled over. The lamp flicked on. "Charlotte," a low, lazy voice said, "when I gave you that T-shirt, I didn't intend for you to interpret it literally." At that, I cracked an eye open, but the man speaking was too backlit to see. "I don't think you intended for me to ever wear it, either," Holmes was saying beside me, but she sounded pleased. Somehow she didn't look tired at all. On the contrary, she was sitting up, her knees tucked under her shirt, stretching out the words, "Chemistry is for lovers." "It really is the worst Christmas present I've ever gotten, and that's saying something."
"Worse than the time that Milo bought you a Barbie," the figure tutted. "I really must be a monster. Come on, Goose, introduce me to your boyfriend, unless you want to continue pretending he's invisible, in which case I'll play along."
Holmes paused. "No lecture." Leander, because it had to be Leander, laughed.
"You've done worse things, and anyway, it's fairly clear you aren't actually having sex. This may be indelicate, but those sheets aren't hardly wrinkled enough, so I'm not quite sure what I should be lecturing you on."
That was it. I was going to pass a law against people making deductions before lunch. As I sat up, rubbing at my eyes, Leander crossed to the other side of the bed. I finally got a good look at him. We'd met once before, at my 7th birthday party. He'd brought me a pet rabbit. All I remembered was a tall man with broad shoulders who'd spent most of the party laughing with my father in a corner. That impression held true, though the man standing in front of me was impeccably well-dressed, given the hour. The clock beside me read 7:15, because the world was trying to kill me. He was wearing a blazer and his shoes were shined up like mirrors. Below his slicked back hair, his eyes were wrinkled with smile lines. He held out a hand to shake.
"Jamie Watson," he said.
"Do you know, you look just like your father did when I..."